The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everybody to our Monday night Optavia business call. I'm very excited to be here tonight. Been gone a couple weeks, actually took some time off and went out and explored nature and sailed in the Bahamas and had a wonderful time of just, introspection of how amazing our business is, that we can do our business anywhere, that we can help so many people and still be able to bring balance into our own lives and live the habits of health. So very excited. Want to welcome first our first-time viewers. This call is designed for anyone that wants to bring Optavia into your life and to join us in helping us make the world a better place. So with that, I'd love to bring on my first guest tonight. My first guest is Integrated Presidential Director Dave Goff. Dave, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. It's so good to be here with you tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And you know, what's really cool is we're 1 month into the new year. You know, we talk a lot about people kind of resetting at the beginning of the year. And we just came off of an amazing month in January, helping so many people change their health and their life. And we're building tremendous momentum. And, you know, February is a little shorter. It's only 28 days. So this month, we really need to keep that momentum going and move forward. And as we lead to the future and act in the now, which is one of our leadership habits, we really think about, okay, as this year unfolds, what do we want to have happen by the end of the year? What do we want to have happen by the time we go into our national event in the summertime? What do we want to happen by the end of the first quarter? And certainly, what do we want to happen today, tomorrow, the next month? And so, Dave, tonight we're going to kind of talk about what we should be doing right now to visualize those things. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. First of all, just want to say, you know, thank you for the opportunity and for modeling vision to us. Because of your vision, we have vision. And I think that's what sets us apart in this process of how we grow a business and really how we grow ourselves. It's really taught me how to dream again. I know many of you could agree with that. I love the quote, and I keep coming back to the quote that Henry David Thoreau said. He says this, he says, if you have built castles in the air, your work need not be lost. That is where they should be. Now put the foundations under them. And I know we probably have heard that quote before, but I think it's really powerful in regard to what we are doing as leaders, because we are given permission to dream. We're given permission to think and think outside the box and look to other leaders at what they're doing and decide what we want to do. And I think of you, Dr. A, again, I have to be so grateful to you as well as our other leaders who have taught us how to lead from the future and then practically act in the now, how to dream about the castles in the sky and then actually pull those down and put foundations under them. I think that principle alone has impacted my life more in the last 5 years than really anything else has, because probably like most of you, I live my life more in a reaction mode than a creation mode. I think it was more based on past experience and things that were handed to me and the way I understood things. And it's funny how past often will really impact our present if we allow it, because we look back at past success or past victories, even past failures and past hurts. And we allow those things to impact the present, which honestly, most of the time leads to us just recreating what we've had already. We recreate the past again and again, instead of getting creative in creating something that we really desire in the future. I think so often, you know, you even talked about the idea of how we get on autopilot. 40% of what we do on a daily basis is automated. And if we're not careful in really pressing into desire and creating a new desire to draw ourselves to the structural tension, we're never going to hit that. And so now our past can be a good reference point. Obviously, it can help us and learn what we don't want to do again. But at the same time, it's a horrible leader. If we keep looking to the past to lead our future, it's just not going to work. It's almost like trying to drive your car by staring in the rearview mirror. You're going to be in the ditch before you see the ditch, right? So past is more on scarcity mindset, maybe on staying safe and secure versus really leading towards something. And of course, when it comes to leading towards something, we have to settle into the notion that we cannot predict the future, but we can create it. So that being said, as Optavia leaders, I think you've modeled this so well, Dr. A, but maybe we all have to ask ourselves, what if we determine that we're going to create? Maybe even, you know, different levels, different looks to what that might be for you personally. Maybe you're a brand new coach on here today and you're just starting to think, is this even possible for me? Or maybe you're a seasoned leader or a business leader and you look at it and think, well, have I peaked? Or is there more that I could do, greater impact that I could be a part of? I honestly think that most of us, again, we had that sort of gut reaction, if we're all being honest. And maybe as you've grown and you've become a real transformational leader, that you don't have that gut reaction. But I think most of us on a call this size, there's probably that little bit of pushback in our heart when somebody says, hey, what do you want to create? And you say, well, I want to create, but I could never do that.
You know,
I'm going to have to push back and ask, who says you can't do that?
Yeah, exactly. And I can tell you, you can do it, because here's the deal. Even though those castles may be in the sky, there's a foundation through the entrepreneurship model that we've created. I've watched, being fortunately the very first, I've got to watch so many ordinary people do extraordinary things by helping develop and then get on the path. You know, if you think about climbing Mount Everest, you're going to stay right where your guide tells you. You're not going to go a step to the left or step to the right, because there's a proven way to stay safe and be there. That's what we're doing here. We're building a plan where if people come in and they simply be open, curious, and want to grow, they will be successful. Now, we'll all go at different stages. We're all at different stages in our life, our skills, our circle of influence, our desire. But if we stay on the course, work with your mentorship and your leaders, and then we're going to talk about in a minute how you develop your team, who's on your team, and then how do you find and finesse that over time. But, you know, speaking to those, you mentioned that earlier, Dave, speaking to those brand new coaches, that it all seems so overwhelming. Remember in the beginning when someone said, can you eat every 3 hours, and you started on a path and started getting healthier, everything is unfolded from there. And that's the same thing with the business. And that's why I love doing these calls and bringing on people like yourself that, you know, we're at a different place in your life. And now as an entrepreneur, you're using the model, using your mentorship, and learning how to sponsor, grow, and bring the people that can help us take this mission around the world.
Yeah. You know, the word that keeps coming to me and it's something that I've had to learn is, obviously I wouldn't do something to create something better if I was really satisfied with where I am. And I've learned within myself that if I'm going to lead myself, in a sense, I have to leave myself. If I'm going to leave myself, I have to leave myself, at least who I am now for who I'm capable of becoming.
Your old thoughts, your old feelings, and your old actions will not create the things you desire in life.
100%.
They only keep recreating what you had before. So you are, in essence, leaving yourself by improving, being open, curious, and want to grow. And, you know, that's what I love about what you're saying, is because it's available to everybody. I could sit and talk to the 4,000 plus coaches that are on tonight, look them in the eye, and wish we could do that. And really, they don't have to believe in themselves to start off. They simply have to take that first step, get on the path, and over time, they'll build the confidence, they'll build the skills, and they'll build the success.
Yeah, I totally agree. I look at it like, I'm from Oklahoma, and I love the story of Jim Thorpe. Many of you have heard of the story of Jim Thorpe, where he, you know, he's known as one of the greatest athletes of all time. And the story goes, he is at the 1912 Olympics, and he's ready to go. And the day of his meet, he gets his shoes stolen, and they just weren't around. And so he and his trainer found some in the garbage, and they put them on. They're two different shoes, different socks. And he had a choice at that moment. Right? He could let his past dictate his present. But instead, I think he had a bigger vision of his future, because he actually went on to run the race, and he actually won 2 gold medals that day. And I think it just proves to us that life sometimes does steal our shoes, right? Sometimes we look at our past and we realize that, you know, it's not what we think it should be, but that's okay, because the past is the past. It doesn't even really exist anymore. It's just my memories. But I can create a future by harnessing right now and choosing different from this point on. I am, in a sense, creating what I want to create. And I think every coach on this call right now, you're in that place. And maybe you look at other leaders and think, I couldn't do that. And again, I push back and say, well, who says you can't? You can do anything you really want to do and put your mind to.
Absolutely. Not a question. It's great.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm thinking back to my past. When I first started coaching, and maybe for those of you that have been on here, just this may be your first call you've ever been on. A little of my story is this: a little over 5 years ago, I was over 400 pounds. Yes, yo-yo dieted my entire life. And I was a pastor at an incredibly small church at an incredibly small town in Oklahoma. In fact, the town was population 400. Yes, you heard me correct, 400. And it was ranked the poorest county in Oklahoma, surrounded by the second and third poorest counties in Oklahoma. And I'm telling you right then, it goes back to the Jim Thorpe. It's this idea, I feel like somebody stole my shoes. The situation wasn't optimal for building, at least in my thinking. It wasn't optimal for building what I wanted to build. But you know what I did was we pressed into our mentorship team, which is what we all should do, right? Press into the team of people who have seen a vision you haven't seen yet. Or it's like Dan Bell says, when you climb the mountain, you get a peak at another peak. And you're literally borrowing vision from other people in order to show you what's possible right now. And I'm telling you, I did that. We borrowed the vision. We borrowed some shoes, so to speak. And we've been able to press forward and grow. Growth's not always comfortable, but growth is always, always intentional. You've got to choose it. I think too, you know, when it comes to building our teams, we have to ask those questions. Well, what does this future team look like? Right? I think sometimes we just sort of take what we get versus creating what we want. So they ask you, what does your future team look like? You're wanting to build a business. You're wanting to help a lot of people. You're wanting to make major impact. Who are these people? What do they look like? What do they do for a living? What's their hopes and their dreams? Begin to get super clear on these things that really may be so vague to you right now. And that clarity is going to help you identify the people that are already in your life who need what we have. I love the story of this person that went to visit a family member out in the country. And the first thing they see is this massive red barn. And the barn's beautiful. And they start walking around to look at it. And on one side, they just see nothing but bullseye targets all over the side of this barn. And in every center of the bullseye is a hole. They literally made the bullseye in everyone. And they were marveling at that. And they were bragging on the person. And they said, well, how in the world did you get that good? And they said, well, you know, it's funny. I'm really not that good. I shot the holes first. And then I painted the targets around the holes. And I think sometimes if we're not careful, that's exactly what we do when it comes to building a business. We just sort of fire at random and hope that we're creating something good, or maybe even lowering our expectation to match our action, when really it's up to us to create what we want to create. We can do this. We just have to have clarity. We have to let our dreams align with our actions. We have to stop gambling on our future and start creating it instead.
Yeah, and what you're really talking about is doing the work, because the goals, the dreams, they are simply giving you guidance. It's the day-to-day activity being fully present. And, you know, when we talk about automaticity, we want automatic hacks. We want to be on autopilot, but we want to be on autopilot designed to take us where we want to go. And that's the great thing about our model. You have plenty of mentorship. We have the process. We have the programs. We have everything you need. You just need to get on that trail and then every day work on the micro habits of success, very similarly than most of you have in the habits of health. It's really about micro habits. It's about installing so you are automated to do those behaviors every day that are necessary. And like you said, the whole thing, Dave, we want to attract the people that we want to become. We want to go out and find the people and understand this is an important differential. Our coaches are really good at taking care of their clients using the Habits Health Transformational System and the coaching guide. When you start bringing on coaches to help build the business, to really amplify that, it's important to know that not everybody is right to go build this business with us. We're not looking for people that want to be literally enabled. We're looking for people that want to be empowered, that want to take up, raise their hand, and then learn what's necessary to take care of their own health, their own well-being, and help become successful over time. So Dave, let's talk a little bit about that.
The phrase that comes to mind is birds of a feather, right? They flock together. There's a reason we say that. And I think that that is part of the growth process. When we step into this, a lot of times our dreams are a little bit bigger than our capabilities at the moment. I know mine sure were, right? And so it's this idea, as I grow as a person, I will start growing and attracting people like me with the thought processes that I think. And I'm going to start noticing that in other people. And it's so strange how that happens, but it just happens. And I would dare say, if you're only, I'm just going to get real, that's cool. If you're only attracting people that frustrate you and maybe are wanting to be enabled, like Dr. A said, maybe it's time you need to grow. Press into that growth and you'll see a different result of your growth.
Yeah, love every bit of that. That's the whole thing, because what we're offering right now to the world is so profound. It's so absolutely consuming, because the world's not on the right track right now. And by following the values of our team, our culture, our leadership, and then moving forward and attracting like money, there are so many people out there that are starving to have this opportunity. And for us to grow over time, do what's necessary, be attentive to other people, and be fully present. If I had to pick the one word, Dave, that's more important than any, be fully present in the moment. Not when I'm going to be an integrated presidential director, not when this happens. What's happening today? How am I aware, and how can I interact with people? Because people are pointing fingers at people. They're not actually listening. No one's listening. Everybody's telling. And the opportunity to be an empathetic coach will awaken so many people to this, an opportunity. You know, most people think, well, that can't be that good, right? It can't be that good. It is that good, because we're people that really care about each other. We're changing the world. And, you know, during this first quarter, sponsorship is going to be key, because sponsorship is actually taking people, not just in their physical health, their mental health, but now giving them an opportunity when most people don't want to go back to the office. They know their life has changed. They love being with their family. They want to do something where they can work again in the present moment, not just on going out and making more money, but do something where they can work on their own self-care, their own physical health, work on their family, their relationships, their spousal relationship, their kids, be there present for their kids, and be modeling what's necessary to become a better parent. I mean, it's all right there. And what we need to do is be more forthright. You know, Arnold Palmer said, while you're making quotes, if you don't get it to the cup, it doesn't matter how perfect the putt is. If you don't talk to that individual that you're dying to talk to, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, the word is lead, right? We lead from the future and act in the now. And I think so often we want everyone else to lead for us. We want other people. We want our mentors and our team to do the work and to nudge us, when really we have to decide and we have to act. We have to start showing up. And if nobody knows that you have something to offer, no one's going to reach out to you. We have to show up and make it so clear. And to borrow a Dan Bell quote, you know, it's salting the oats, right? We can lead a horse to water, but we can't make it drink, but we can salt its oats. And I think that is the very design behind this, living a life that is so attractive to other people that they want what you have, not just in health, but in lifestyle. And in your, the way you show up, the way you change a room when you walk in, the energy you bring, and that's all the leadership. And I'm telling you, the more we step into that, the more we press into that, the more we will attract those people, and the more the world's going to change.
Yeah. Where the world is changing, we're going, come with us. And how you do that, get with your mentorship, make sure you're growing and learning every day, and we're going to change the world. It is happening. It is, you know, we are rapidly growing now because there's such a need. You know, it's funny. People say, God, you're so lucky. You're just seeing your model. Hey, it's been 20 years waiting for instant success. You know, it's been a long time building. But what we've done is ask the question, how do we help people transform their health? People that desire more, want to organize their life around what matters most, and give them substance. Don't give them something external that's supposed to make them better. Awaken inside them the desire that they want to grow and be part of it. I mean, this call tonight, you know, there's what, 5,000 people on the call tonight. This is a Monday night at, you know, 8 o'clock Eastern, you know, 5 o'clock Pacific. And people are taking time to be on this call because not only are we giving a better way, we're helping people understand how they can come with us. It's not about up and down. It's about us together as partners and taking and helping any candidate go as far as they want in this. That's what makes it so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of this, is that any single person right now can choose that. You don't have to wait to see if you're qualified. You can lead people, and you start with leading yourself. You start with getting super clear about what you want and partnering with the people who have already done it. Just like we did with Dr. A, he modeled the vision. We borrowed from that vision in order to press in and start believing for ourselves. We have to do that for our teams. I tell our teams all the time, when it comes to really finding and partnering with those people that really can change the world, you look for two things. You look for the goals, right? People that are driven, they're looking to change the world. They're looking for impact. So you look for the goals and you look for the gold. You find the gold in them. You hold up the mirror, because so many times people cannot see their worth. But when you hold it up and you show them what they're capable of, when you show them what they look like in others' eyes, they will show up and they will begin to believe in themselves, borrowing from your vision, and begin to change the world too.
Yeah, and that's the key part. And I want to say one other thing. It's not fantasy. Fantasy is that you're on this call tonight and you imagine that I'm going to be an integrated presidential director, and then you go smile to yourself and go have a beer and eat some popcorn. Basically, the bottom line, it's not fantasy. It's setting out what organizing your life, what's most important. Every one of us is different. You know, there's some people that, you know, being out in the ocean in a boat, they'd say, I'd rather die than do that. So it may be something else. It doesn't matter, but organizing your life from what matters most. And to us at OptiVie, our values are what drive us. As I've said a million times, our values bring us together, our beliefs separate us. And that's never been more profound than right now in the world. So what we're looking for is just like-minded people that want to take control of their health, their life, their well-being, and help others do the same. And that's how we unite and change the world. And we're giving, as you said, we're giving everybody the opportunity to take this as far as they want. Become healthy as a client. Become a coach. Help a few people. Become a business coach. Bring on other business coaches. Become a leader. Become a transformational leader. And eventually become a steward of our organization. So we profoundly set the stages foundationally so that we'll be here for the next century. That's what makes this thing so powerful.
Yeah, I love that you brought up stewardship. That word just absolutely messed with me in the best of ways. I love that we get to give this away. The most selfish thing we could do is find the bag of gold, literally, figuratively, and keep it to ourselves. The best thing we could do is find people who are looking. They're already searching. They're looking at all the wrong places, but we have the solution, and we get to partner with people and watch their lives change.
Yeah, it's pretty tremendous. So let's kind of wrap this up. Dave, if you were going to, for the beginning, I really want to focus on the beginning coach, the person that this may be their first call. I saw some that's their first Zoom. Is, you know, it seems this ominous thing we're talking about, this thing that's out in the future. And it is out in the future for you. But there is a path. There is a blueprint. There's a transformational system, our business principles, the leadership habits, all those things in micro habits you can absorb, learn, grow, and become. And so, you know, what advice would you give to that new coach that just really getting into it, you know, and not even, you know, that thing where you join something and you're kind of scared or overwhelmed? What would you say to them?
I would say, don't go it alone. That's what I love so much about this community. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. You can start right where you are with the person you reached out to. And it's not that they're the person climbing the mountain on top of the mountain, shouting down directions. They're not done growing either. So they are literally steps ahead of you, telling you where to walk. They're the Sherpa leading you up the mountainside, right? Lean into your team. Trust the process. Get on trainings like this, because when you increase your sphere around you, everything changes. So if you feel overwhelmed, just start with what you have, where you are, right? Run the race with the shoes you got, and you will get as far as you want to go.
Yeah, love that, Dave. And thank you so much. I can feel your heart. I can feel your passion. The skills and things you're doing, what you provided tonight is so helpful. And again, moving back to our stewardship, we have so many talented people that are just dying to reach out. And these calls are part of that process, that we're here to help you. Don't worry if you don't think you can do it. It doesn't matter if you believe. Did it matter if when you had your first feeling, when you started reading your first element, did it matter whether you believed you could do it? No, it just happens. The same thing. Don't believe in gravity and then go jump off a building and see what happens, right? The reality is we have predictable transformation. We're here for you every step of the way. Your team's here for you. Come join us and let's go out and bring on so many people. There's so many people that you just have to ask them, just have to show them what we're doing, and they'll want to join us. So thank you, Dave. Thanks for your tremendous support and your leadership. Really appreciate it. Awesome. I'd love to bring on another integrated presidential director, Megan Cody. Megan, are you there?
Yes, Dr. A, how are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Good to be with you guys. I have so much gratitude to be with you all. Such a great conversation.
Yeah.
Such a great conversation to sit there and listen to that. And can I tell you why, you guys, why I think that's really amazing? Because I sit here realizing that I made that decision 7 years ago, fresh out of college and about 24, and with very little sphere of influence. And I told my husband, I was like, these people are unreal. I'm going to do this with them. I'm going to be a global director. Then I'm going to be an integrated presidential director. And my husband, bless, he's so awesome, but he's a chemical engineer by trade. We both coach now full time, but he said, if, and I said, no, when, we're going to do this. We're going to do this together. And, or I'm going, you come with me if you want. And that makes me so excited because that I want you, maybe if you're sitting on this line going like, well, gosh, can I do it? Dave is so inspiring. Dr. A is so inspiring. If a girl from the Midwest who is not very good at technology, I started to learn it, and who was in her 20s with a low sphere of influence could build and say, why not me? I believe that you can too. And you will refine your skills and you will sharpen your skills and you will grow so much as a person. But I want to talk to you about that for just a second. So Dave and Dr. A talked about so many beautiful transformational ideas about lead from the future, act in the now. And this is, I'm tasked with sharing the slightly less shiny thing because the mindset of that is so fun. I was just having so much fun listening to them. What I want to encourage many of you to do, if you've been coaching for a little while, is that it is the beginning of the month and it's time to fill out your map and to get a little bit transactional so that you can actually get transformational and help more people. So you'll want to get that filled out and start working towards that and use that as your map, your monthly action plan, to start working towards those February goals. So creating your map now, right now, like tonight, I would say after this call, and working it is a great example of acting in the now to create that future that you want. But here's the real secret that I want to leave you guys with tonight before we move on to our next call. The real secret is your map is your guide. It points you to the work and it points you to the human connection that you actually want to make to achieve your goals. The human conversations that you're going to have. It is just a guide for you. It's an amazing guide. I'm so grateful for that tool. And I've used it since like month two of my business 7 years ago, okay? It is powerful, but it's going to be your tool that you fill out. And if you don't know how, your business coach has a video on how to do that. They can help you out. The tools are there. Get your mentorship on that. That's not what this call right now is for, but I want to encourage you to start your month with that because it's going to be your little reference point that you have right by you all month. And when you get overwhelmed, you go, that's the next person I'm going to connect with because they're on that piece of paper and I'm going to go love on them. So with that being said, join us for the next call, the 8:30 call, because we are going, and the link's going to be in the comments in the chat here, because we are going to go into how you can actually approach people about joining you in this amazing mission to help their friends and family get healthy with you and with them. And then we're going to show you how to do an awesome coach explore where you're not trying to convince them to do this, but you are rather awakening them and showing them what's already inside of them, showing that mirror of their amazing potential, like Dave talked about, okay? So join us next for that call. And then I think Dr. A, we have another call we're announcing too, but we definitely wanna hang with you for the next
hour. Awesome, it's gonna be a great call. And the information's right there at the bottom to switch over. You will be leaving this call in just a few moments and going over to that call. It's gonna be exciting and nothing is more important. If you haven't sponsored your first coach, you don't wanna miss this call. And as Megan said, the map is simply, it's a map. And that's why it's the monthly action plan. It puts you in position to know what you need to do. Remember, we want to automate. So you automatically do that. You should have done it last night, but you can do it tonight. Anyway, let's move forward and talk. Craig Blanchett, are you there, buddy?
I am here. Thanks, Dr. A. Yeah, I'm super excited to be hosting our Habits of Health community time. It's on element two. And what I love about element two, element one is kind of like you're where you're at now. You're standing at the side of river, it's this side of the river. And then element two is the other side of the river. Where do you want to be? Believe it or not, element three is how to get from here to there. But we're going to just do element two on Wednesday, and it's going to be a fantastic time. You can see the Zoom link there. You probably all have that in your calendars already. And then after that, we're going to do stories of transformation. We're going to transport you into the future and transform your life with these stories. And so I've got three people that are going to be sharing. It's going to be a fantastic evening of sharing. One of the other things that I want to give you guys a little bit of insight, make technology work for you. And so we have these little texting robots out there that are going to do the work for you to remind you about these amazing calls. So if you take out your phone, create a new text message, and the number you send it to is 99,000, and the message, there's two different ones. One's Optavia Coach, and the other one's Optavia 3.0. Then technology will basically start to work for you, and you can use those robots to serve you. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you guys Wednesday night.
Awesome, Craig. Thank you so much. And for everyone listening tonight, we are changing the world. We're being recognized now by some of the top organizations as one of the quickest growing companies in the world. We are all about the empathy of awakening people and offering them an opportunity to join us in their health, their well-being, and if they feels good to them and they want to help others, to join us as a coach. We're on our way to changing the world, and we'd love you to join us, be part of us, and help us make that difference. So see you on the next call. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.